Pope Benedict XVI celebrated the Missa in Cena Domini, the Mass of the Lord's Supper, yesterday evening in Rome's Cathedral Basilica of St. John Lateran. In his homily, the Holy Father said Jesus probably celebrated the Passover without the lamb, insofar as the Last Supper may have taken place before the moment in which, according to Hebrew tradition, the lambs were sacrificed, and above all, because he himself became the voluntary sacrificial victim by offering his life as a gift for the salvation of mankind.
Gesù è il nuovo e vero agnello che ha sparso il suo sangue per tutti noi.
The Holy Father's liturgical commemoration of our Lord's Last Supper, which opens the Easter Triduum, recalled the Jewish tradition of Passover, which the Pope called a celebration of thanksgiving and at the same time of hope.
Di ringraziamento e allo stesso tempo di speranza.
At the center of the memorial feast, said Pope Benedict, and ordered according to strict liturgical rules, was the lamb as a symbol of liberation from the slavery of Egypt. Yet still, the nation suffered as a small population caught up in the tensions between great powers. Their grateful memorial of God's intervention on their behalf in the past transformed itself into a pleading prayer and expression of hope. Come and bring to an end what you have begun. Give us everlasting freedom.
Porta a compimento ciò che è cominciato. Donaci la libertà definitiva.
The night before his passion, Christ shared this feast of multiple meanings with his disciples. In this context, said Pope Benedict, we must understand the new Easter, which he gave us in the Blessed Sacrament. Pope Benedict said that Christ gave his own body and his own blood instead of a lamb.
In luogo dell'agnello ha donato se stesso il suo corpo e il suo sangue.
Thus, said Pope Benedict, he anticipated his death with his words, "No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down on my own."
Nessuno mi toglie la vita, ma la offro da me stesso.
Pope Benedict said Christ himself offers his own life. Only in this way does the ancient Passover obtain true meaning. The Holy Father concluded saying, thus at the very heart of Christ's new Easter is the cross.
Così al centro della Pasqua nuova di Gesù stava la croce.
From the cross comes his gift to us, his body and his blood. In the Blessed Sacrament, said Pope Benedict, we celebrate together with the apostles down through the centuries our new Easter. This gift comes from Christ's cross.
La nuova Pasqua, dalla croce di Cristo, viene il dono.
Today, the Church solemnly recalls the final episodes in Christ's passion and death. His march through the streets of Jerusalem and out of the ancient city up to Golgotha, the skull place. We remember how the soldiers taunted him and nailed him to the cross and hoisted him up and diced for his clothes. Pope Benedict XVI will preside over the Liturgy of the Word, the veneration of the cross, and the rite of communion in St. Peter's Basilica at 5 p.m. today, Rome time. A little after 9 this evening, Rome time, Pope Benedict will lead the faithful in the Via Crucis, the way of the cross in the Colosseum.